Blog Talk Radio.
Reading over it, and
So we're going to go ahead and start to review that and vote on it, on changes that we've made, and try to finish this document up. We're going to be working on the live document. As we review sections that we've already done, we will vote on them this evening, and we'll keep it pushing because the document right now is like 171 pages. And so we have a lot to review. And I want to really finish this up before, you know, the week of Thanksgiving that week, even though I don't celebrate Thanksgiving or those days, but using that as a reference point, 26th of the month. That'll be a Thursday, so trying to finish this up by then, a lot of work. So we have to get busy. I am also working on the website for the microgreen business, and then I'm going to need to work on the website for this endeavor because we need to put these documents up on that website, and so we can also use that as a form of what advertising for this. Around some of the other groups and then the clamping. So we got a lot going on. That being said, let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Any men listening online, uncover your heads and let us do our statement of faith and go ahead and jump into this. So I make a motion that we call this meeting to order. Do I have a second?
I second.
Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. This meeting is officially in order, and we will do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 and 14. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you, Father. We glorify you. We lift you up and we magnify you today. Today, Father, we adore thee, and we bow down to you, God, and we thank you, and we give you praise and honor on today, and we ask that you would be in this meeting, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Father, to Yah Elohim, holy hand praise to the Most High Elohim, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. All right, our scripture for tonight, as always, is Psalms. And I thought I had my Bible up, let me bring it up. Book of Psalms 133. One moment here. In Book of Psalms 133, and come on, Bible. Got a lot of things open and everything is slowing down. Book of Psalms 133, a song of degree by David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descendeth upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yah commanded the blessing, even life ever forevermore. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. Okay, we are going to, I'm going to share a couple of documents real quick. Give a quick update. I don't think you had a chance to do the minutes from last week, did you, Sister Mary? And if y'all are talking, I can't hear you.
Okay, say it again, man. I remember some of them.
Okay.
You want me to say what I remember?
Yeah, you can say what you remember. Did you keep notes on any of them?
I did. Notes from last meeting is at my house.
Okay.
And I'm taking notes for this meeting.
Okay. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Then we'll just do them. After you've written them.
Okay.
Okay. So we will forego the reading of the minutes from last meeting and defer that to next week or table it till next week, and then we'll just have a combined minute reading from the last 2 weeks or whenever you get home. When are you supposed to be back home?
I'm leaving here on the 19th.
Okay. So that's another, we might have to say 2 weeks then.
May as well.
Okay.
Last week, this week I'm taking, and I'll get them for next week too.
Okay.
Because I'll be here for Denise's house.
Okay. And then you go back. Are you going to Tennessee or are you going to Texas?
I'm going to Tennessee.
Okay.
Because I got to go and view this apartment. Because remember I told you the lady called. And see about this apartment. So if I get the apartment, then I don't have to go to Texas.
All right, amen. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. I don't know if you mentioned that to me. But I think that's the first I've heard of that. But okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give a quick update on Yesteron Farm and the microgreen business. Went to a farmer's market yesterday, walked around. It was a rainy day, so, you know, their participation out there wasn't high. And a lot of the vendors, by the time that I got out there, I didn't get out there when it first started. I got out there probably from 10 to 2, and I got there about 1 o'clock. But it had been raining on and off heavily all morning and even in the afternoon. So when I got there, there were still some vendors there. But, you know, the vast majority of the vendors had already packed up because there was not enough participation. But I, you know, got to see how it was, got to, you know, get familiar with the local area. And so that was all good. There's one tomorrow that I'm going to, go to. And, again, look at how they're set up, get a feel for the crowd. The crowds are changing because it's cooling down here now, and so we get whatever snowbirds, the people who usually winter or they summer up north, like in northern Arizona for the summer, and then they come back in the winter. And then you got the crowd that goes, that the opposite. But, the vast majority of the people, the older crowds will not spend the summer here. They will go north to spend the summer and then come back south for the winter. Cause, it's more moderate. It doesn't get cold or anything like that. Well, not extremely cold. So those crowds should be picking up. I think here in the heat of the summer, that probably is a slow time too, because if it's extremely hot out, people ain't gonna come out either.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking at, I met a sister yesterday, real nice young lady, about 30 years old, got into a conversation. She's supposed to give me that she's been doing this for about 6 years, doing the farmer's market. And so she does a lot of them. Looked at her Instagram page, didn't go to her Facebook page, but her Instagram page was like just ungodly long. And I'm like, you know, all right, so you've been out there doing it a while. But she's supposed to help me choose some other markets that I wasn't aware of and what's the best ones, which ones don't have microgreens and those types of things outside of this market that I'm looking at. Now, again, although we had a religious conversation, we didn't have a conversation about, you know, keeping Sabbath and that kind of stuff. So I'll see what she has to say, and if she's bringing up dates that are on the Sabbath, then, you know, I'll thank her, but let her know that I keep Sabbath, so won't be able to participate in those. You know, so it's, you know, everything in its time. Share with me her knowledge concerning about how these operate and which ones are the best ones. And which ones, you know, it, you got to have like a special invite to get invited to, you know, that, you know, is who you know. So she's going to hit me on all those. But that being said, the banner is in, the banners that I ordered are in for the booth. The booths themselves are in. I ordered two of those, I ordered four banners. I still have to go pick up tables, so I'll pick up tables probably tomorrow while I'm out. You know, I'll go spend maybe an hour, hour and a half at the farmer's market, just walk around and see what vendors are there and how they're advertising, that kind of stuff. And then I will, you know, then I'll look also and try to pay attention to what equipment that they're bringing, that kind of stuff, so that I have a checklist that I have for myself, but I'll check that against what I see them having out there. The ones that I went to yesterday, you know, they had some food vendors that were left out there and some people who were selling, custom salad dressings and things like that, you know, steaks and you know, different things. So I will look and see the vendors that are out there tomorrow, and I was going to introduce myself to the owner or the manager of this particular venue, but he was out sick. And so I think he may be there tomorrow. I'll sort of introduce myself and sort of keep my distance at the same time because I don't need to be getting sick. you know, then I'll go by Costco or someplace and pick up a couple of tables for Sunday. Because I'm going to try to actually set up on Sunday for my first, you know, farmer's market. So do the whole setup. So sometime after we get through on Sabbath, then I will harvest some grapes, but I'm also going to set up one of the booths just to make sure I know how to set it up.
Okay.
And because it would be the first time doing it. And then, you know, pack it back up and be ready to go on Sunday. I would do it tomorrow if I wasn't going out. Maybe if I get up early enough, I will do it. Then I've been working on the website for this, and I was down to creating subscriptions because, you know, I want to be able to sell subscriptions while we are out there. So, you know, sell products that we have there and then also sign up people for a subscription service. And so I was setting up the website, you know, to be able to take subscriptions, and then I started getting into pricing, and I'm like, okay, what should be valid pricing? And so I've been working on that the last couple of hours. Just going out and see, you know, you can go to like the grocery store and buy microgreens. You can go to you guys have a Sprouts up there?
No.
Okay, Sprouts is like a farmer's market here, but it's like a, I want to say it's a, like a chain.
Okay, because I was a Whole Food name.
Yeah, like a Whole Food.
Yeah, that's what ours is up here, Whole Food.
Okay, so Whole Foods, and they have Sprouts here, and then they got another one that's really expensive. But, you know, I went and I was looking at their prices, and then I went to Fry's. We got a Fry's grocery store here that sells microgreens. So I was looking at their prices to, you know, determine what I'm going to mark mine as for the same, you know, equivalent. Or,
right.
You know, what type of discount make it to where it people would rather buy it from me rather than to go there and get it. So I've been playing with that. Since there's nobody already selling microgreens, I don't really have any, you know, as far as at the market, then there's no competition in that regard. But I don't want to price myself out of a market either.
Right.
You know, people will say, well, that's, you know, too expensive or I don't want to buy it or whatever. So right now I'm at $15 for like 16 ounces of microgreens. When I'm looking at the stores, they're charging like for 1.75 ounces of a certain microgreen, they're charging like $4.99.
Hmm.
If it's 3 ounces, then let's see, I'll share my screen. And just to show you how I'm doing this, and if you think you know a better way, then, yeah, if you think you know a better way, then we can always talk about that. Okay, so let me know when you can see my screen.
All right. I see your screen.
You should not be able to see a spreadsheet come up.
Yes.
Okay. So I've been going out and pricing, you know, different microgreens. The ones that we're going to be selling are these right here that I've highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
The broccoli, the radish, the sunflower,
radish,
the pea, and the salad mix.
Uh-huh.
So at different stores, the ones where I've been able to find them at, like the broccoli is like they sell it in units of 1.75 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
$4.29 for 1.79 ounces. And so then I have to go back and convert that to what that is, about an ounce.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be offering that in probably 4 ounce increments. And so that would be like $12.80 for 4 ounces.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then the radish is 1.75, for 1.75 ounces is $4.29. Again, about $3.20 an ounce. So I was going to do that at 3 ounces, so that'd be like $9.60. So these are the unit prices out here to the right that I just highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I total that up for 16 ounces, then that comes out to about $39.75, which seemed a little high to me. Okay. So I'm looking at the clamshells that I got are all 16 ounces. It doesn't mean that I have to fill them up to 16 ounces, but I don't want to be wasting them either.
You're saying this is how much it costs, the stuff costs.
If I did it individually, then, you know, and of course I would come in a little bit cheaper because this would be at, this is the price that they're using right there. So this is what it is for, you know, per ounce. Figuring it at their prices, I would probably reduce that maybe by 5% or something And that will be what I'll be offering, so it'll be cheaper than if they went to the store to get it. And then the combination, like the summer greens that I said I was going to offer, which is a combo pack, I'm going to look at other combo packs and see what ounces they're selling in. If they're doing 12 ounces or 16 or whatever they're doing, I'm going to see if I'll bring mine down to that and charge what they're charging.
Okay.
But if not, it is, you know, if they go to the store and they try, if they tried to buy, let's do this one. If I charge what they charge, if they tried to buy, let's say, 16 ounces of this right here at the store, just right out the store, then
and was that 3.42 ounces?
No, that's $3.20 cost per ounce.
Oh.
So this is a column, cost per ounce. If I
change
this into, you know, currency.
It's a little small. I can't see that.
Yeah, it won't matter. You won't need to see that right there.
Oh, okay.
You should be able to see that, though.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I see.
So I can make this larger.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, that's better.
Okay, so cost per ounce, if I, you know, when I'm refiguring from what they, if they have to go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what this is the amounts that they're giving at the grocery store for these different,
mm-hmm.
And this is 1 point. Okay. So this is the size of the package, how much is coming in the package. For broccoli, it's 1.75 ounces, $4.29. That comes out as I figure it, and I'll go back over the numbers again, but about $3.20 an ounce.
Okay.
And then, so if I give 4 ounces at their price, then it would cost them $12.80 if they bought 4 ounces. Okay. If they try to, if I put 16 ounces in there, then that would actually cost like $51.20.
Okay.
Okay. Since we are offering these four right here,
okay.
These five,
okay.
Actually, then that is what it will cost them at, you know, if I charge the store price. So let's say rather than charging $3.20, I take it down to $3.15 or $3.10 an ounce.
Okay.
That's going to be cheaper than they can get it at the store.
Right.
And so then let's see if I do that. Let's just put down the $3.10. And let's say this would be $1.55. And $1.77. Okay. So then I should have left those original prices in there and then just said if I take it down to that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Let's see. All right. So it's back at what it was. All right. So this is what they're charging. And I'm just going to start a column over here. Okay. And then I'll just go charging $1, and I'm not worried about those. So right here. So let's say Okay. So I'll play with the striking, but this is what it will cost them. Format cell. Let me just go. All right, so the yellow would be what, if they went to the store and bought it, that's what it would cost them. The green, the green would be if they bought it from me.
Okay.
So I'll probably bring these prices down a little bit more because I have leeway to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I may even play with the white some. I'm going to look and see. I'm going to go back out there and look and see. I think 16 ounces is what I saw them playing with. And I had, you know, so when I had those size containers, then I just kept it that way. If that's the case, I'll look and see what they said they were charging online for that amount of weight. And I will adjust my prices down to, you know, either way.
Right.
To be competitive and to be, you know, when people go out and do their research, how much does it cost? That, you know, I'm not way out of line.
Right.
And I don't want to be way out of line one way or the other. You know, too cheap is not good, and too expensive is not good.
Right.
Because, you know, if it's too cheap, then people think something's wrong.
Right, I just didn't say that.
Yeah, so one of the first things I had to learn when I started my other company was for my services, $5 an hour, and I wasn't getting, you know, for IT, I wasn't getting a whole lot of customers. And I was wondering what was going on. And I had one of my students that I was teaching at the same time, and, you know, he asked me to come out to the company he worked for. They were having, they mainly worked on a certain operating system, and they had another operating system that they didn't work on that much, but the one they didn't work on that much, they were having problems with, and that was the one that I specialized in. So when I came out there and worked on it and got it up and running for them, they were like, you know, and I charged, he said, like, I, you know, about a couple of weeks later, I said, hey, how come I ain't getting no, you know, referrals from you? Because he said, I tell you the truth, Miles, for what you do, you charge too little for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would believe that you could, you know, deliver what you delivered to us for the price you, I appreciate the price you gave us, but nobody would believe that you can deliver that for that price. And
right.
I said, well, you know, because I was new to it. I said, well, what does, you know, what do you traditionally pay for that? And he told me about $150 an hour. And I was charging $25. So I took my rates up to $150 an hour and started getting all kind of customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then for certain things, I would charge like $400 an hour. And, you know, people would pay it because they needed to have it. You know, specialized, and nobody, you know, not everybody could do it. And then I was good at it. So they were willing to pay, you know, really whatever I wanted to charge. So in the same thing here, I want to make sure that, you know, they understand that these are 100% organic. You know, there's no pesticides, no herbicides. You're getting, you know, a 100% organic product. And, and plus you're getting weight with it. So if you went to the store, you would only be getting, you know, you would buy this in 1.75 ounces, you know, and you'd be paying $4.29 for it, for 1.75 ounces. If I say my, for that same price, for that same, then I would be charging them, I'd have to put that on here, because if I'm going to reduce the price, then I got to put what that unit price is going to be. But I'm,
so what would you reduce it to? Take a dollar off?
I don't know if I would take a full dollar off. Maybe 75 cents, maybe 50 cents. I don't know yet. I got to see what, you know, as far as seed goes, and, you know, I got to look at what it costs me to actually do it.
Right, right.
You know, so I will go out and I'll look on, I think I can just go to this company site that I bought the seed from, look at my past orders, and see what it cost me, you know, for, you know, that amount of seed for that, then the containers, then the dirt. I'm going to have to figure all that in and say, okay, it actually cost me this amount to produce this, and not including my labor, just the cost of materials. And then you got your labor that you have to put in. So I have to determine, you know, really how much I want to make.
Right.
But I'll look at the material cost and say, okay, it actually is for a tray of seed that costs this amount of money. So it costs this amount for the dirt, this amount for the seed. And then a lot of that also stems on how much yield you get out of, you know, out of a tray. The last ones I did, I got a real high yield out of them. This one is giving me, you know, they're growing now, and I see they're going to give me a real high yield, at least for the radishes so far. Those are the ones that are coming up right now. The mixed microgreens, mixed salad are, they started off small, but they're getting bigger. And I have to look and see, but I only grew enough of those as, if you look on there, the mixed salad, I'm not giving but like 1 ounce.
Right.
And that's really because of, the, you know, they come up with a lot of colors in the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones, you know, the radish comes up with a purple stem and green leaves, so it has some color to it. But the other ones are, you know, white stems with green leaves, so, or green.
Okay.
And green. And so to add some color to it, I, you know, put the salad mix in there. But not, you know, just as a, you know, a topping. So I'll look at it. So I'm going to probably, when we finish tonight, I will continue to play with these numbers. I'm, you know, so I feel like I got something that I'm happy with, and the customer's going to be happy with. Because it's got to be a win-win.
Right.
If I feel like I'm getting cheated, then I'm not going to be feeling good about selling it. If they feel like they're getting cheated, they're not going to feel good about buying it.
Right.
Okay. So, you won't need this, right? All right, so this is kind of a fancy label that I have that goes on the clamshells that the microgreens go in.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is these are actually long ways, so you would actually look at them between, let me draw on this, on this particular one. So the label is between here and here. So that's about that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 labels that would be off of this one sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's our logo. Then it'll say microgreens and what type of microgreen it is, broccoli. And this would go on the sample sizes. And the date it was harvested, and the price, and then it tells you, you know, tells you best use within 1 week, wash before use, refrigerate, and then grate with cheese, garlic, lemon, butter, cream, eggs, and tarragon. And I don't even know what tarragon is. I have to look that up. And then our contact information. Probably need to put the phone number on here too, so you can call. But this would be, it goes, you know, this would just wrap around a clamshell. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's another example, and these are probably ones that I would use most of the time. So it's a sweet pea microgreen. Then this would be the label that goes on it. I'll stamp the day that was harvested, and I'll put the price on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this so that would be the label.
Okay.
And so we just put the, you know, stamp the date in here, harvest it on this date, mm-hmm. wash before, you know, with the instructions on how to use it,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll put the price in here.
Mm-hmm.
So these are peel, you know, I print these off and peel them and then just stick them on the top of the clamshell.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an example of, like, say, the sweet pea label. I've created all the ones that we're going to be selling. So that's sweet pea. Here's the one for broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of general label. Radish. And then sunflower. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. So those are how those labels will look, and that's what will be on you know, each package. And I have a, I mean, depending upon how I did this, if I pre-print these, then I'll have to stamp the date in there. If I print them as I need them, so I, let's say I come in and say, oh, I need 20 of these, then I can go ahead and just put the date in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then just print it, and the date is just in there. And I can also just put the price in there as well.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be on there. But if I, you know, pre-print them so that I can just stick them on there, then, and I won't know what day, but I just have them pre-printed so that when I'm harvesting or if I'm out there, if I cut fresh, then I can, you know, just put date stamp it and say, you know, how much it is. So let's say that I'm going to take some trays out there that aren't harvested yet, and I'll harvest, you know, right there on the spot. Then I'll put, you know, the date that it was harvested, you know, there, and I'll weigh it and get the price and put the price on there, and that'll be what they pay. So, but these are the labels that I've, you know, pre-created and for each one. And I still got to create the one for the combination pack. I haven't done that one yet.
That's the salad mix, right?
The salad mix is this one. And it's not, that's not the combination, because the salad mix actually goes in, also goes in that, the combination pack.
Okay.
So this is how the salad mix one looks.
Okay.
Because it's different greens in there, so it's a
salad. Right.
And but it's what I'm going to be using as. It'll basically go down the center of the pack. So when I put the, let's say it'll start with the sunflowers.
Uh-huh.
I'll put 4 ounces of sunflowers and 4 ounces of radish, then 4 ounces of broccoli,
yeah,
or peas.
1 ounce of
so I think it's four ounces of sunflower, 4 ounces of peas, 4 ounces of broccoli, and then 3 ounces of radish, and then 1 ounce of this salad mix. And so that will, it should look pretty impressive,
mm-hmm,
as far as presentation goes. But I'll try to make one up, and I'm going to have to make some up and take pictures anyway, you know, for the website.
Right. Oh, okay.
So I'll send you guys, you know, a picture of a container that's made up. And so you can see how it looks.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the update for this right now. The website, I have been working on it. And as I said, I got to, you know, a lot of it is configuration, and then it's adding in, you know, content. And so until I come up with the prices that I want for the subscriptions for, you know, for each one, then that portion of it I can't do. But as soon as I get those prices, then I will make those, and that portion of the website will be up. And then the other part is just me going to be copying and pasting content that I've gathered over time.
Yeah.
Copying it in the pages so that there's content there. So you're like, what are microgreens? You know, I'm not going to rewrite
right.
that from scratch. To right. the sites that I've already gotten it from, and make sure that, you know, I don't have any proprietary information, and or change what needs to be changed to my or our information, and then just, you know, fill those pages, that type of stuff. So I'm not going to create everything from scratch. So those pages are simple enough. I have the content in different places, and I will fill out the web page. The website is already up live. It's just I'm not advertising. Because it's not, you know, if I go to this address right here, justrunfarms.com, then this is how the site will come up.
And okay.
We looked at that, some of this yesterday, or whenever it was, but
yeah.
So all of the, you know, once I create the checkout stuff, this will all work once I create the actual product. And so that's where I was working at. The subscribe is where, I'm going to put it on here as individual products.
Right.
So if anybody wants to order individually, then they can. But, you know, the vast majority, I'm going to try to make it be the you know, what's really being advertised and sold as the combo box. Sell that way. But, you know, the thing with this is if an order comes in, we won't make up that box until what, that order comes in?
Right.
So, but then if it's subscription-based, then, you know, they'll do the subscription. They will tell me, you know, when they want their microgreens. You know, they want it in the middle of the month, they want it at the end of the month, whatever the case may be. And then I'll know when to plant for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so farmers markets will be, you know, me taking, I'll have so many already pre-built or pre-made clamshells,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll have that, you know, those things that I'm gonna cut, and or what I will do is harvest that morning, put it in a tote. Harvest that morning, put it in a tote, and take it out there with me, and then ask people. I'll have examples of each one up on the counter, and then when they order, they say, "Oh, well, I want, you know, the radish," and I'll cut their radish right then.
Oh, okay.
Or if they want, you know, or I'll get it out of the tote because I've already been and cut it. I'll just take that amount, you know, weigh it, and put it in there in the thing. Either way, I can, you know, cut it right then, or I can have already cut it and have it in these bins that I bought. And so then I'll just, you know, as they order, then I will make up the clamshell at that time.
Oh, okay.
Just depends on which one seems to work out better.
Right.
But, you know, there's options to do it either way. So once I get the product made up, then when you come to the shop page, then it'll list the products down here.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it'll have, broccoli microgreens, radish microgreens, and then I want the combo box.
Right.
And then it'll have, you know, they can either buy just that or they can subscribe.
Okay.
If you want to take out a subscription, so you can buy it one time, or you take out a subscription, and then they would have to fill out the information for the subscription and how they're going to pay.
Oh, okay.
And all of that, you know, most of the time the subscription is going to take it out of, most people pay by credit card, or they will pay, they'll actually take it and tie it to their checking account. Now, I know you and Sister Mary, that's taboo for y'all.
It is.
But, yeah, most people online, that's where they shop.
Online shopping.
Right.
Yeah, you know, they taboo for
us. Yeah, so most people either pay by, you know, they'll pay by a credit card, they'll pay by PayPal, or some of these other bank systems out there. And,
right.
It's more convenient for them. I don't know. I may have to look at a cash. They can't really pay cash on here online, though.
No.
So if it's mail order, well, most of it, you know, yeah, I'm going to actually restrict this to the local market until we come up, unless I can make like I said, the kit that we were talking about, then I, you know, sell that US-wide. I'm not trying to try to sell it overseas, but, you know, lower 48.
Right.
And restricted to that, then I will make that where Yeah, I will probably try to make that subscription too, but they get paid for it individually. But again, do you two do any shopping online?
I don't know. No.
Okay. Well, y'all won't be good examples then. But yeah. So that is where we're at with this. And I will, like I said, I will come up with the pricing. Then once I do the pricing, then I can do the product.
Right.
But I need, you know, and if I have to take, and I really don't want to take a copy of a product from somebody else's page because I need it to have our logo and everything on it.
Right.
So, I might have to do that the morning of as I make up a couple of, as part of the first harvest, I'll get up and then make up a couple of sample, you know, just products with the labels on it, take pictures of them,
mm-hmm.
and that will go on the site, but then I'll also use them as displays some
right.
of the time when I go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the update on that. So I'll finish with the home screen, and the home screen is basically going to have, you know, an intro, and I'm going to introduce myself, because most of the people, since it's local, they're going to be seeing me at the farmer's market. So just a sort of bio of myself, and let's see, I still have that, I haven't put a picture to it yet, but can you see that on your screen?
That
will be on the front page.
Okay.
And probably with a little buy button right in at the end of it, you know.
Right.
If they want to shop because they like my bio or it you know, whatever, they click on
right.
it will take them to, you know, the shopping page.
Right, okay.
Or they, you know, they would click on shop and it would take them to the shopping page. So, you know, it'll be that and a picture of me, and I'll make sure that I have a decent picture up there. Me something. I rarely smile in pictures, but I have to take one with me smiling. Something. Because it just, I've just never smiled for pictures. Anyway.
I like what you said. Remember, you are what you eat. Better nutrition leads to better health. I like that.
Amen.
No.
Amen. Yeah, that's our tagline. Better nutrition leads to better health.
Okay.
So that's at the bottom. If I scroll down to the bottom of the webpage, you see that at the bottom.
Okay.
So that is our tagline. That's what I've made, you know, will be our motto and why we're doing this. And so as I can, I will start adding, you know, posts to this, to the site. So as I said, we get content starting to build up on it. But that's the update on that. So the site is up, it's live. The, you know, if I had any products up there, it would be able, all these checkout and orders and the cart and the shop, all that stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
False password. It's just creating the home and the product, and then these things would, you know, be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, I will add other content, you know, as part of blog posts. Like, what are microgreens? Then that'll just be a post that shows up here. And you can go in, yeah. You know, rather than saying hello world, you can read that.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to say, what are the benefits of you know, microgreens? Because a lot of people still don't really understand what the benefits of them are.
Right.
And, you know, so the... What I've been doing is I've created a, I just wanted to hit, you know, I don't want to overwhelm people.
Mm-hmm.
So I will put pages on there that have full explanations, but, you know, these are the main points. Microgreens have between 4 to 40 times more nutrients than the grown plant. So when you're eating microgreens, you buy less microgreens, which means you should be spending less money, but getting what, more nutrients?
More nutrients.
Okay. They pack a potent punch of antioxidants, and antioxidants are the things that, you know, clean out your blood.
Right.
And cost-effective way to boost your nutrient intake without having to purchase large quantities of vegetables. Because you purchasing what, smaller.
Smaller.
And if you try to get the same amount of nutrients that you're getting from the microgreens, you would have to buy a whole bunch of vegetables.
Right.
So let's say if let's just do an example here. Let's say that the full-grown broccoli plant gives you four grams of vitamin C. We'll just say that. I'm just making up something. The microgreen would give you, what's 4 times 40?
160.
Right, 160 grams versus the 4.
Hmm.
So in order to get the same amount, you would have to buy, let's say you'd have to buy 40 times that amount of the grown plant.
Right. Hmm.
So that's the way that works, and that's the benefit of eating microgreens, because you, rather than buying, you know, who's going to eat 40 times the amount to get the same amount of nutritional value? So if it's 1 pound of broccoli gives you that amount, then in order to get, and you, if you ate 1 pound of microgreens, you would get, what, 40 times the amount of nutrients than you get out of the 1 pound of the grown plant. If I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to eat less to get more. In other words.
Okay.
So I'll have that, you know, those will be the main bullets. I'll put them in, you know, sort of like a sticker format where it just pops out, you know, that this is a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they do with advertising. They'll bold it and do that kind of stuff so that it stands out. And, you know, and I'll, rather than saying all of that, I'll just say cost effective.
Yeah.
And 40 times more nutrients. And if people really want to know what that means, then they'll just have to dig a little bit further.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm, you know, different microgreens are good for different types of, you know, different parts of the body. So heart healthy, people suffer from diabetes, certain microgreens, you know, are good for them because it actually helps the cells take in the sugar or it cuts down on the sugar, those types of things. So, you know, I will have different, you know, for each site, I'm developing, all of them will have these three bullets, but then if they are good for the heart, then it'll say heart health. Or if it works on diabetes, it'll say, you know, reduces sugar.
Sugar.
Or if it is, you know, like the peas actually are good for inflammation. So if you have swelling in your joints or anything like that, then eating those will actually reduce swelling rather than taking, you know, some type of aspirin or something.
Right.
Good for inflammation. So I have that per, you know, per plant what they're good for. And then some microgreen recipes.
Mm.
You know, for a soup or a sandwich or whatever. But it'll all get there eventually. All right, so let me pull up the document that we're going to work on, that we're supposed to be working on. And I'm just going to read. We're going to make corrections live and work live from this document. So you guys should be able to see the bylaws on the screen now.
Yeah.
And for y'all that don't have your bifocals.
I have them, ain't doing no good.
That means you either didn't get the right one or your eyeballs going getting worse.
I don't know which one it is.
They do, you know, the glasses do wear out. All right. You know what? Let me do one thing before I start. Let me get something to drink before I start because there's going to be a lot of reading. So I'll be right back. I'm going to give you some water and I'll be right back.
Oh, you got your water. I can get more for water. We gotta go. Stop it. I want to go to South Club because I gotta get some baking soda and some water. That's all I go for.
Okay.
I got some ground lamb. Burgers. Tacos. Yep, I got two packs. I need professional help. And they were cheaper at only than they were at the Whole Foods store. I know Whole Foods store. They was almost $11. Well, it is $11. Mm-hmm. $10.99. Yeah, they only wanted $5 of them. And they went outdated.
Mm.
I was surprised. I'm like, what? I gotta go. I should have got more than two. But I have enough money to get number two.
Some of the freeze it stay close till I get home, but that ain't gonna happen.
That's true, see?
It ain't gonna happen.
You got enough stuff, kid.
And then I'm gonna try and get an R too. But I mine's just gonna be fine.
You see, trying to get it. You got to take it home. You gotta go out, get out of here.
But I don't need to think about it. Mm-hmm. Just being kept saying, you know, keep buying some, you don't need another suitcase. I can't deal with it. I said, this one's about to wear me out. I don't see you with no suitcase.
I just have to stop it.
Sister Lorraine that has joined us. Hey, Sister Lorraine, how you doing, honey?
Okay, I'm doing fine, and I hope you are too.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And thank you for completing the bylaws, honey.
Thank you.
I think you did a marvelous job. From what so far I've seen.
You did better than I could have did.
Yeah, well, we don't know about the computer. We don't work for the miles. I really trying to do stuff on a computer. I just figured I'd have to send my stuff off and leave them off. But we tried, Sister Lorraine. We tried. We're going to get better. See how she got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to start reading. A lot of this we've already gone over. I have seen a couple of places where I want to make a couple of changes, but as we finish something, we will vote on it.
Okay.
So we can count it as what being done.
Right. Yeah.
And, yeah. I get started, I want to stop here. All right. Now, I did change this. Ms. Lorraine had this as Article 1 and then Section 101. But I changed everything to say Section.
Okay.
So that is a change to the document that she submitted to me. I just wanted to keep it consistent because our articles and corporations have to have article in them.
Uh-huh.
And these are bylaws. So I wanted to keep it separate. So I sort of changed that on that, Sister Lorraine, just so you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Section 1, name and location. Section 1.01, name. The name of this cooperative shall be the Yesterwan Farm Community Cooperative, hereinafter referred to as YFCC. Section 1.102, location. The principal office shall be in the city of Peoria County, in city of Peoria, County of Maricopa, state of Arizona. The street address of the principal office shall be recorded with the Secretary of State in the manner described by law. Section 1.03, version, YFCC official version of these bylaws and policy manuals shall be a copy held electronically on Google Apps. And once we're finished with this, then I'll upload a copy to Google Apps where it'll be, say, as long as we have the account. But if, you know, I lose my server or whatever, I also provide a copy to everyone here, but also to Sister Mary, since she's the secretary, that she can have a separate copy filed so that if we lose everything, we can go back there and say, hey, send us a paper copy. Okay. Owned by the coordinating officer. Account shared on the YFCC website. A digital copy of these bylaws and policy manual will be kept at the YFCC office. A physical copy of the bylaws and policy manual shall be maintained at each POD pod. The pods are going to be, because we have chosen to go with the dome, with the shipping containers in them. Customized shipping containers. Then a pod will consist of 10 domes. One to 10 domes will consist of a pod. Because usually the houses would house more than one person. Okay, so that's what the pod is going to equal. A pod, by definition, will be 1 to 10. I might have to change that to 2. I think I will change it. Well, a pod will equal 2 to 10 domes. And then as we grow, you know, and we create more pods, then that just means that we have more people living there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Physical copies shall be updated by the education officer whenever a bylaw change is implemented and when reasonable, prudent, whenever a policy change is implemented. After we get these finalized, because we're not giving the board any authority to make changes,
uh-huh.
then we have to pretty much be, what, solid on what we're doing, and then we will have to make some type of special way that we can make, you know, where needed, make changes to these bylaws. Because we're not giving it, you know, the permission for the board to just change it, because then at that time, any future board could just do what?
Change it
to whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that. Okay. I think I was dehydrated. Section 2, Mission and Purpose. 2.01, Mission. YFCC strives to improve the Yesteron Farms community based upon the biblical principle of Acts chapter 4, verse 32. And that verse reads, and the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the things, which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And it's to be inclusive of some underrepresented and marginalized groups. So we're making sure that we don't say just marginalized groups.
Right.
But we are saying some because we're making sure that we identify those groups. We're not serving LGBT or, you know, any of those types of groups, even though they're marginalized as far as the society is concerned. And if we just said marginalized groups, then we would have to also allow them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. YFCC is organized exclusively for charitable and educational purposes within the meanings of Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. No substantial portion of either its funds or activities may be directed at any time to other purposes. So whatever we raise for YFCC has to go for what? YFCC. Okay, we can't take YFCC funds and divert them to Yesteron Farms. Everybody understand that?
Yes.
Okay. YFCC works towards its mission by educating its members about cooperative principles and the management of cooperative housing, providing resource services and administrative support to its members and member pods. And again, the pods used to say houses.
Right.
Okay, but we're just going to say pods, and that pod can consist of, right now, by definition, one dome to 10. And then once we get to 10, then we create a new pod. Develop cooperative housing and services. Developing cooperative housing and services, striving to be inclusive of some underrepresented, and again, I have that set to not just say we're all underrepresented, but striving to be inclusive of some, and I want to take out some wording in here, but I didn't want to do it until we were all here to agree on it. Striving to be inclusive of some underrepresented and marginalized members of the community that agree to live by the precepts of the Holy Bible, including people of color. I want to take that out.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Because we are a community of what? Color?
Color.
And so we don't want to say including ourselves. In our case, we might want to say including Caucasians, but because we are strictly of what? Color?
Right.
But I'm going to take this out right here. Now, anybody disagree with that?
I don't.
No. That could be excluded.
Okay, what about you, Sister Lorraine? What do you think?
I agree that it should come out.
Okay. So I removed that. So the elderly, widow, fatherless, and people with disabilities, parent raising children, and international people. Striving to be environmentally responsible and maintain.
Do you need to put the word back in there, including, or no?
No.
Let's see.
In D, where you took out, including people of color, you took the word including out as well. Do you want to put that in there?
Let's see if it reads okay without it. Striving to be inclusive of some underrepresented and marginalized members of the community that agree to live by the precepts of the Holy Bible. Elderly, widow, fatherless. Yeah, we'll put that Let's see.
You had in there before, including people of color, elderly, widow, but you took the people of color out, but you also took out the including.
Yeah, because I'm not sure that we actually need it, but I'm going to put it back. But I want to make sure.
What if you say the elderly, widows, fatherless?
Yeah, it's still.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it would still.
I would say it was the way it said it needs to be a word there in between that comma and elderly. Like the elderly or.
Including
elderly. Including the elderly. Yeah, that I see what you're saying, Sister Luann. Including the elderly, widows, fatherless, and people with disabilities, parents raising children, and international people. International people.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we still need something else there.
Never mind, what international people mean?
People from other countries.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, hold on, though, because I don't want this to be perceived that this is all the community is made of.
Well, including family, elderly.
Yes, the children.
Yeah.
Right, the children, like the family, right?
Yep. Including the people of all races. Well, then you should have left, well, I don't know.
So, because if I say all races, then that will include all races.
Right, absolutely.
All races.
Elderly, widows, fatherless, and people with disabilities, parents raising children, and international people.
Well, if he said if he put the all people, he don't need the international people. So if he said all people.
Yeah, I don't want to just say all people either, because then that could be LGBT or whoever.
Right.
Yeah.
So, including people of all races, ages, widows, fathers, people of disabilities, people with disabilities, parents raising children. And the reason why I say parents raising children, because you do have single parents.
Right.
And you have people with both parents there.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're raising children, don't want to discriminate if they're not married, because it could be widowed, it could be separate, whatever the case may be. But we want to not exclude them. Okay, anybody have a problem with the way that's written right there then?
Do you need the word we in front of people?
No, I don't need the word there.
Not if you were using include. D would have been all right if you had kept the elderly there.
Right, yeah. It's good now that you took the D out, yeah.
Okay. So we're all good there?
Yes.
Okay. Striving to be environmentally responsible and maintain a community of cooperation by affiliating with other cooperatives, nonprofit community groups, schools, neighborhood associations, and collectives for the exchange of information. So we can coordinate and participate with these groups, exchange of information.
Yeah.
Okay. Section 3 membership, 3.0.1 members. A person shall be considered for membership of YFCC upon completion of his signed application with YFCC and paying a non-refundable application fee of $250. And I think I want to reword this. Upon approval, an additional $250 membership fee is required. I think I want to say, I think I want to, right here, the application fee is $250. No, I guess this is okay. I was thinking that we just put the total of $500 there and then break it out, what it's going for. But we have two fees, that we got an application fee and then we got a membership fee, which is a total of $500.
Mm-hmm.
So we might need to look at how that's worded. But I want to give us the total fee, and then those are the two ducks with the 500 makes up.
Mm-hmm.
So a person shall be considered for membership of YFCC. A person shall be considered for membership. Okay. So, a person shall be considered for membership with YFCC upon completion of a, and I think it should be a signed application and paying a non-refundable application fee of $250. Upon approval, an additional $250 membership fee is required. Total fees are $500. The membership. Anybody have a problem with that?
No.
Oh, I want.
Okay. All right. We got another person on the line, Sister Lorraine, and you're feeling?
We don't have, I think we talked about that a while back and agreed that that's what it would be.
Right. That these are what the fees would be. But I wanted to,
right.
The only thing I'm trying to do here is make sure that it's understood that the total fees are $500.
Right.
And
yeah, that's clear.
Right,
yeah.
That is clear. That's what
that's
it is. Whether we put that before or after, you know, we've explained what they are. I just want to make sure that it's understood that the total fees are $500.
Yeah, I think it makes it clear by putting it in there and then saying what the total fees are. It makes it clear.
Okay.
Right.
All right, then we'll leave it that way then. The membership may change the amount of the membership fee from time to time with a vote of 2/3 of the members. And somebody, Sister Mary, take down a note, section 3.0.1, section 3.0.1. We want to make this part of the bylaws amendable by the board.
Okay.
So just write down amendable sections that the board will have authority to amend, section 3.0.1, because this is not dealing with the substance of the community, but what just the fees are.
Mm-hmm.
And so the board should have, I think, and we can vote on it, I think the board should have the authority to change these fees, you know, with the vote of the membership from time to time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
like on a price of everything go up, you have to go up too.
Right. And so this section, because we got a section that we identified, there's a part in here that we identify what sections they're going to be able to amend, that they have the authority. So we want to make sure, just write it down, section 3.0.1.
Okay. So that means that the fees may be changed from time to time?
Right. We're giving the membership, we say it right here, the membership may change the amount of the membership fee from time to time.
Right.
The vote of two of the members.
Right.
Then I want to give the board, that should only be able to happen as part of the bylaws. So then it would take an amendment to the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a clause in here that the board is not authorized to make any changes to the bylaws.
Right.
But we have a section that says that they can make changes to these sections.
Okay.
So this will be one of the sections that they have authority to make a change to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we may even restrict that to only the fees. So they can't change the membership and say, you know, gay people can join. You just never know what people do in the future. So we will probably say they can change, you know, they can make an amendment to 3.01 fee, but and nothing else.
Okay.
Fees and nothing else.
Yeah, we can restrict it. Yeah. So just write that down, and then when we get to that section, then we will say, you know, section 3.01 restricted to fees. So
okay.
They can change the fees, but they couldn't change anything else.
So I've got down here, the board could make changes to the fees and nothing else.
No, say section 3.01, because we want to reference it by section.
Okay. Okay, I got section 3.0.1.
I'm sorry.
Membership fee.
Actually, I said that wrong. Section 3.0, section 3.01. Not 3.0.1.
Okay.
Yeah,
3.01. Okay. Well, that's my head. When you said the other thought, I put it in.
Yeah. That's my fault. The members may change the amount of the membership fee from time to time with a vote of 2/3 of the members. Once accepted, membership is perpetual unless terminated by either the member or due to cancellation by the community. If terminated by the member may reapply in the future and will be required to pay a new application and member be required to pay new application and membership fees. Okay, that makes sense. Membership terminated by the community is permanent and requires a supermajority vote of the membership for reconsideration.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what we're okay into.
Oh. Because I've got these bylaws wrote down already. With the price, and in the statement that if the board or the members terminate you might not have a chance to reapply. I got it wrote down already.
Okay. Yeah. If it's worded exactly in here the way that we want it, so you don't
right.
have to take a note on this.
Right.
But if they terminate on themselves, then they could actually come back and reapply.
Right. But if the committee do it, then they have to wait.
No, they can't come back.
Then they can ask to come back. But it's
they can ask to come back, but we have to vote by a super majority.
Right.
Vote for them to come back in. I guess they vote down.
Yeah. It would take a super majority.
Right.
So they just couldn't just say, I want to reapply after they've been terminated by the membership.
Right.
The membership might say, okay, we terminated them, some new evidence or whatever has come to light, and maybe we weren't, you know, maybe we weren't just.
Right.
And so we want to make an exception for them. Mm-hmm. It's still going to take, what, a supermajority of the membership to say yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not that they can't be, but it's going to be a very special thing for them to be, what, readmitted?
Yes.
Okay. So if approved by a supermajority of the membership, the member terminated by the community may reapply. And so this is for them to be able to reapply, and it's required to be reconsidered by the board. So the membership can say, yeah, we want to let them back in. It's still got to be approved by the whatever the current board is.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Only members shall live in pods owned or leased by YFCC. In other words, somebody can't move somebody in that's not a member of YFCC.
Right.
All members shall provide an income statement at the time of application. They shall be required to update this information whenever there is a significant change in the amount of their income. This information will be used to ensure that all members are supporting at the levels within their capabilities. So everybody that can come with the same capabilities, and so we just want to make sure that we have it, that everybody has all things what equal.
Right.
And what does that mean? If somebody's giving their all, and I'm just making this up, okay, as an example,
mm-hmm.
if somebody's giving their all, and their all is $1,000 a month, they're still giving their what, all?
Right.
But that doesn't mean that $1,000 is your all.
Mm-hmm.
And so for it to be equal, if I had 5,000, then my all would be what?
5,000.
If we agree to let somebody come in whose all is 1,000, then that's what that is.
Then that's what it is.
We're still giving what equally.
Right.
Okay. The amounts may be different, but, you know, they're giving their all, I'm giving my all.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Section 3.02, control of operations. Through membership meetings, referendum, and before we move on to 3.02, let me do this. We've read 1.01, 1.02, 1.03. I'm going to make a proposal that we vote on section one and that we accept it as read and written. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. Section two, mission and purpose. We've read section 201 mission, our purpose. We've defined resident houses. We define things as being pods. Anybody have a problem with section two? So I want to make it a proposal that we accept section two as read and written. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Have it. Section three, membership. We made changes to some of the wording, but we agreed that section 3.01 members, that it will be a $250 application fee, non-refundable application fee, and upon approval, an additional $250. And we might as well make this non-refundable as well.
Nah.
Total fees are $500. The membership may change the amount of the membership fee from time to time with a vote of 2/3 members. Once accepted, membership is perpetual unless terminated by either the member or due to cancellation by the community. If terminated by the member may reapply in the future and will be required to pay a new application and membership fee. I keep saying A. Be required to pay new. I don't know why that seems to be. be required to pay through an application. I want to put the word here, a new application and membership.
Okay.
This is saying A, I'm going to separate these. It just wasn't reading right to me for whatever reason. But if terminated by the member may reapply in the future and will be required to pay a new application fee and a new membership fee. Leave no doubt to it. Membership terminated by the community is permanent and requires a supermajority vote of the membership for reconsideration. If approved by a supermajority of the membership, the member terminated by the community may reapply and is required to be reconsidered by the board. Only members shall live in pods owned or leased by YFCC. All members shall provide an income statement at the time of application. They shall be required to update this information whenever there is a significant change in the amount of their income. This information will be used to ensure that all members are supporting at the levels within their capability. Do we need to give the example so that it's understood that what we mean by equality? Let's see. That way, because I don't want to leave anything to somebody to bring up as an argument later.
Same as the one that pays $5,000 a month? Is
right.
That what you're trying to say?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, both can. But they are.
I'm looking for the right wording here. Just a second.
They pledge or what they...
No, I don't want to say pledge because see, what you pledge to do and what you're capable of doing can be two different things.
It's two different things. Yeah. Okay, that they are capable of. Okay. All right, y'all don't beat me up. Help, Sister Lorraine, help. They beat me up.
I'm still a fine job.
All right, so does that make sense to everyone?
Okay, let me read the last part.
Yeah, I think it further explains what the previous sentence says.
Yeah, it does. If they are capable of pain. Yeah. That makes, okay.
Okay, so that way we don't get somebody saying, well, I give $5,000 a month and you only give $1,000, so I'm greater than you.
Hmm.
We are equal. I'm giving
equal.
My all and you're giving your
all. You're giving
all.
Your all.
That's why, you know, that goes back to the parable of the widower's money.
Yeah. We put that one penny.
Right. She put in one. That's all she had. Right. She gave her all. And people have to understand that this is what this is based upon.
Right.
Okay. So we don't all have the same capabilities.
Right.
You know, since we are pre-screening, we're making sure that people have a certain income, especially to begin with. But, you know, if we're able to get the money and it doesn't cost us, you know, it still costs us for the housing, but we're able to get the money, then I am not opposed to, if somebody doesn't have income, allowing them to come. Because it's not costing us anything, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And, you know, if Yah says so, then let them come. But if we don't have it, if we're struggling financially, it doesn't make sense for us to take on added financial burden.
Right.
That we can't afford if we can't afford it. Now, letting somebody come and stay temporarily and that kind of stuff, then, you know, we can look at that. But as the bylaws are written now, that would be hard for somebody to do. Because they'd have to be a member of YFCC to come and stay.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that the precept of the widower's mite, that, you know, we're not turning away people because they don't have the income. But at the same time, if we're first starting off, then, and we're going through the screening process, then, you know, we're going to try to make sure that we're not taking on too much of a burden on ourselves. And then as we gain resources and what have you, we will be able to say, okay, this man or this woman, because, you know, we have a tendency to discriminate against men if they don't have the ability. But, you know, this woman doesn't have the ability. You know, she's the widower and all she has is this. That we don't discriminate and say, no, you can't come in.
Right.
But at the same time, even if it's a man, if that's what he has, and he's elderly and he's on a fixed income or whatever, that's what he has.
Right.
And I want to make sure that it's not discriminatory one way or the other.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, do we have a problem with Section 301 members, 301? I make a motion that we adopt Section 301 as written and read. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Have it. Section 303.02, control of operations. Through membership meetings, referenda and open committee meetings, the members of YFCC shall have direct control of YFCC operations. Electronic voting is allowed for meeting, elections, and referenda as permitted by the methods specified in the YFCC policy. Okay, section 3.3. Anybody have a problem with section 3.02?
No.
Make a motion that section 3.02 be adopted as written and read. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. Section 3.0.3, membership meeting. At least 4 general membership meetings, GMM, shall be held annually, 1 per quarter. The board shall decide the dates of these 4 at its first meeting in September. The dates of the three subsequent general membership meetings may be rescheduled at any general membership meeting or by the board. B, special membership meetings may be called by the board of directors or by a petition of two-thirds of the membership or 50 members, whichever is less. Members shall be given 7 days written notice of general membership meetings and 3 days notice of special membership meetings, including the scheduled business in detail and in accordance with state statute. No individual shall have more than one vote. No voting by proxy. Sealed votes on specific questions shall be permitted. Quorum shall be two-thirds of the membership or 50 members, whichever is less. In general, membership meetings shall follow Rogers Rules of Order. Any vote to change a supermajority voting requirement in the bylaws or policies will require a vote by the general membership with the same supermajority. Okay, any vote to change a supermajority voting requirement in the bylaws. So anything that we say requires a supermajority, if we want to change those requirements, it takes a supermajority to change those requirements. Any questions on A through F?
No.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept 3.03 and paragraphs A through F as written and read. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. And Section 3.04, consideration by the Board of Directors. Any member may initiate action for consideration by the Board by presentation of a proposal to the Board. All in favor of that Section 3.04, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. Section 3.05, powers of the membership. The membership shall be given final say on any matters that concern the amendment of these bylaws. And any other questions called to the attention of the membership by the board or by petition of the membership, except for the officer's election and removal. Such matters where the membership has final say shall be considered only by a membership meeting or by a referendum of the membership. Write down section 3.0.5.
Okay.
And put a note there, section 3.0.5. Put a note in your note. How do I want to word this? Powers of the membership to be restricted. And we're going to add a section for that. Because, again, we don't want the membership to be able to change this document at their will either. Only certain sections of it. Certain sections we want to remain intact forever.
Okay.
And then there's certain sections that we want to give the membership power to be able to change. So we want to, we may want to restrict certain sections or give them power and authority for the membership to change certain sections.
Right.
But then
so the power of the membership can be restricted, right?
Right.
Okay.
So, because as I read this the way it's written right now, the membership has authority to change whatever they want to change.
Right.
and we don't want to give the membership, even though we want to give them some authority, I want to restrict that authority where it needs to be restricted. So that certain parts of the bylaws are written in what? Stone. They are not changeable, not even by the membership. But again, the membership, you know, this is supposed to be for when we are long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not in here or not in power. Maybe the original intent of the co-op might be forgotten. And somebody wants to say, and I'm just using it as an example, well, you know, society accepts the gays now, so we should. Let's bring it to a membership vote. We don't want them to be able to change that type of stuff. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to, we will have a list of sections that the membership can change and sections that they are restricted. They don't have the authority to change. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we will and then I think even in the sections where we restrict or permit, we'll say that the membership can add to, and you know, if they change something that they're able to change, they can add to this, but they cannot take away from this minimum. So these particular
they can add to.
Right. Anything that we restrict, they can never what?
Change.
Okay. All right. So we have that section. We'll revisit that, or we'll create another section of, you know, under the powers of the membership, they can change these things. So anything
they can't change it, but they can add to.
Yeah, they might be able to add to, or they might have no power to change at all. Anything that we give them the power to change, then they can either take away from or add to. Anything that we restrict them from changing, they won't be able to change, period.
Okay.
So, you know, they'll have some leeway on what we allow them to change, even in the future. They can add to or take away from it. But then things that are strictly forbidden, they won't be able to change, period. They won't be able to add to or take away from it. They can't change it. If it's that bad a thing, then they would just have to go start their own organization?
Mm-hmm.
And do whatever they want at the end. But we never want this to go outside the laws of the Most High. And his laws don't change. Times change and people change and the laws of men change, but the Most High's laws don't ever change.
Never change, you're right.
Say, I am Yah, and I change not.
I change not, and his word don't change. And so we don't want to give, you know, that is the whole thing. We don't ever want this to ever go outside of the laws of the Most High. So we want to make sure of that one way or the other. Okay, section, so we're gonna leave, let's see, the membership to be given final say on matters that concern the amendment of these bylaws and any other questions called to attention of the membership by the board or by the petition of the membership. Except for options and removal, and we're going to say this, and except where restricted by the bylaws. Okay, so let's reread section 3.05.
Okay.
Powers of the membership. The membership shall be given final say on any matter that concerns the amendment of these bylaws and any other question called to the attention of the membership by the board or by the petition of the membership, except for officer election and removal, and where and except where restricted by these bylaws. And we'll get that, we'll create a section for that. And we'll come back up here and reference that section.
Okay.
So we
won't vote on this one yet, right?
No. Well, we can vote on it as far as substance. The only thing we have to do is change, is what, add the section?
Right.
So we could actually vote on it and accept it with the understanding that we're just going to add, it's going to be an administrative change.
Okay.
It's not going to change. You know, if we add the section that says restricted, sections restricted for that, sections that cannot be changed or restricted from change from the membership, if we just put that section in there, then we're only making an administrative change.
Okay.
Such matters where the membership has final say shall be considered only by a membership meeting or by referendum of the membership. So that wouldn't change what we've already said. Where they have, okay, you know, where they have the authority, then that then still applies. Where they don't, where they're restricted, they can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, we can vote on this because we're just going to make an administrative change once we create the section, decide where we're going to put that section at for sections that are restricted to the membership for change or restricted from change by the membership.
Okay.
Then we'll just have that, you know, that section, and it'll refer down there. So.
Okay.
Anybody have a problem besides the administrative correction or adding of the section that's going to list what section? We'll do it the simplest way. If we only have a couple of sections that are restricted,
mm-hmm,
then we will just say these are the only sections. These sections are restricted. If we come up
right
with a list of 75 sections, then it might be easier to say the sections that they can change. Everything else is what? Unchangeable.
Restricted.
Right.
Unchangeable.
Right. It's restricted. So it will, either way, it will be whichever is simpler. The membership can change these sections or they're restricted from changing these sections, whichever one is going to be simpler to do. But it will be an administrative change. Okay?
Okay.
It shouldn't change any what substance, because the substance will be in the sections themselves. Okay. So I make a motion that we accept section 3.05 as written, with the exception of the administrative change to add the section with the restrictions in it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Pass it. Just make sure that's in your notes, Sister Mary.
Okay.
Section 3.06. Referendum of the membership. A referendum shall be called either by the board or by the petition of 2/3 of the membership or members, whichever is less. Petitions must be presented to the membership officer, membership service coordinator, and coordinating officer, or the volunteers they appoint for verification. The person who verifies the petition must inform the board at its next meeting of what was proposed and whether it had enough petitioners. Referendum questions shall be on written ballots. Referendum questions may be drafted by any member, but any other member may add information to the question. Members who presented the petition and the person who verified the petition will make a written presentation of the issues available at YFCC Pods in the office of at least 3 days of, that doesn't read right. The member who presented the petition and the person who verified the petition will make a written presentation of the issues available at the YFCC pod and the office at least, okay, I read that wrong, of the office and the office at least 3 days in advance of the ballot. And we need to make this 3 business days. Anybody know why I'm doing that?
So if they won't count Saturday.
Yes, if Saturday is not a business day, which it won't be, or Sunday, then, you know, if somebody submits up on Friday, then Saturday and Sunday don't count, then they would have until what?
Monday.
Monday or Tuesday. So 3 business days, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. So they have to have it in by that Tuesday. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. In advance of ballots being collected and then deliberate ballots to the members as soon as practical within 14, okay. After the petition is verified. To overturn a membership vote made at a membership meeting or by a referendum petition to overturn 2/3 of the membership or 50 members, whichever is less, must be presented to the board or the coordinating committee within 14 days. And we need to change this to business days as well. Of the original vote. At that point, the standard procedure for a referendum is operative with one exception. A petition to overturn must be approved by at least 2/3 of the voting membership, not a simple majority. A failure of a referendum to overturn an original vote leaves the original vote standing. No more than one attempt to overturn may be made per original vote. C, there shall be 24 hours between a decision by the board and its execution. An action by the board may be recalled or reaffirmed by a referendum of the membership. Upon notification that a petition is pending, the board shall be enjoined from executing a decision for one additional week. There will be a 24-hour waiting period between the passage of a membership referendum and its execution. A decision of the membership may be recalled or reaffirmed by a subsequent membership referendum. Upon notification that a recall petition is pending, the responsible party shall be enjoined from executing a decision for 2 additional weeks. I don't have a problem with the way that is written. Section 3. Section 3.06, referendum for membership. Are there any questions?
No, no.
And Sister Lorraine, any questions from you?
It makes sense to me.
Okay. I make a petition that we accept Section 3.06. As written and read, all in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, the ayes have it. Let's see what time we're at, 8:12. My time, so it means 9:12 and 10:12. Let's stop here. We'll pick it up with Section 4 starting.
Okay.
So we have voted and affirmed sections 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
Okay, and so we'll start reviewing section 4 with section 4 on next week. Next Thursday.
Okay.
All right. With that being said, I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The ayes have it. Sir Denise, will you pray us out for this session?
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this meeting that we had. And thank you, Lorraine, for doing a bylaw. Amen.
Amen. Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I want to extend a special thanks to our sister Lorraine also for doing a wonderful job on
renumbering
the jobs. Let's give her a hand.
Great job.
I know she's probably going to sleep and still dreaming about bylaws.
I know how.
So those could be nightmares. You don't never know. But anyway, we want to thank you, my sister, for doing that. It's very much appreciated. It's going to make it a lot easier for us to vote on and renumber and, you know, create different sections. So wonderful and great job. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Sister Lorraine.
My pleasure.
Okay. Today we will meet on tomorrow for Sabbath. And then we will have our normal Saturday lessons as well. I'm thinking of moving spiritual wellness to Saturday evening so that we don't just cut it out.
Right.
Because I'm going to need Sundays for farmer's market.
Right.
Okay, so I will make a change to the schedule and we will have spiritual wellness on Sabbath evenings rather than Sunday mornings.
Okay.
That way we don't just lose that and where we're at and what we're doing. And we continue with that. All right, with that being said, may the Most High bless you. Are there any other concerns or comments from anyone else?
No, but I want to thank you all for praying for my brother. He's to come home Monday, we hope.
All right, amen.
Amen.
So I thank you, God.
All right, y'all be the Lord.
I told him you guys prayed for him.
Amen.
And he said thank you.
Well, to y'all be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, so happy to hear that bit of news. And I pray that, you know, if he wasn't... if he isn't all in for the Most High, that he gets all in for the Most High.
Oh, no, he's all in. Trust me.
Amen.
Him and his wife. We had such a good time. Because she did class with me the other night.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she did.
All right, amen. So
she even gave you a prop, Brother Miles. She said she learned something that she didn't know.
All right, amen. So y'all be the glory on that then.
Yes.
Maybe become regulars. Amen. All right. So that being said, we want to send out, you know, all praise to the Most High. It's all in His hands. We are just His willing servant to do and whatever it is that He dictates. So I will see. I love you all, and I will see you all tomorrow evening.
Love you too, bro.
All right.
You all have a nice evening.
All right.
You also.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom.